Describe a car journey you made that you remember well. 1. What benefits does public transport bring to the world? First and foremost, public transport is good for the environment, and it is a great way to lower your carbon footprint. Besides, it reduces congestion in cities because it means less vehicles on the road and less parking lots. It also has the ability to increase the productivity of its users. If you don't need to focus on driving, you are able to work or read en route to your destination. Another benefit is that it makes commuting more accessible. After all, not everyone is able to get a driver's license. 2. Is it too late for people to get their driver's license at the age of 18? I don't think getting a driver's license at 18 is too late. Actually, it's just the right time. There are a few reasons for this. Firstly, before turning 18, individuals are more susceptible to distractions and impulsive behavior, which can have a negative impact on driving safety. Just imagine a middle school student driving and losing focus on the road because they spot a new bubble tea shop. This lack of focus could potentially lead to accidents. Plus, most people stick to school and home before 18, making learning to drive less of a necessity. During this period, young people can easily rely on other ways of getting around or getting a lift from their parents. 3. What qualities does a driver need to have? Most importantly, a driver needs to be skilled at operating the vehicle. They should stay alert and focused while driving. Distracted driving is extremely dangerous due to unpredictable situations on the road. Besides, drivers need to be calm and be patient behind the wheel. Sometimes there are accidents on the road or traffic jams, and a good driver never succumbs to road rage. Last but not least, a driver needs to understand and adhere to the rules of the road. They should be familiar with the road signs and their meanings. 4. Do you think the government should make it a rule for people to use public transport? I don't think that forcing everyone to use public transport is realistic. For one, some people need to transport luggage and heavy equipment, which wouldn't be possible to put on the bus or train. Plus, many destinations are not served by public transport, and sometimes people may be unable to use it due to physical limitations. Additionally, public transport facilities may not be designed to accommodate people with disabilities, such as those who are blind or use wheelchairs. 5. Which jobs require people to be good at driving? I suppose that truck drivers and bus drivers need to have exceptional driving skills. They must handle larger vehicles than private cars and face more challenging road conditions. For example, truck drivers often navigate through winding roads. It's a real test of their driving expertise. Besides, for professional race car drivers and stunt drivers, it's necessary to have incredible fitness and skill behind the wheel due to the fast-paced and dangerous nature of this type of driving. Honestly, no matter what type of vehicle you drive, you should always be honing your craft and take your role seriously.